Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
Hi, and welcome to this week's episode of Mind Games. This week we're talking again about family and talking about how when issues arise in families, we can do our best to overcome them and actually maybe become closer as a result. For all of us, or just about all of us, our family, and particularly our immediate family, are the people that we spend, particularly in those very early developmental years of life, are the people that we spend the most time with. They are literally the first people and the first relationships in our lives. Now, I know that for a lot of us, when we think about that later on and we think about the tendency of our siblings to get under our nerves and cause issues for us, that can become a bitter pill to swallow. But it is true that these are the first people that we have in our lives. Because of that, often family dynamics can be relatively fixed. The way that our siblings are able to get on our nerves and push our buttons is exactly by virtue of the fact that we have spent so much time together and that has given so many opportunities for our vulnerabilities to show, for those buttons to show up, and for our knowledge of each other to come into play. This is a great thing. It is by virtue of the time spent together that our family represents a really, really good opportunity for great love and great protection. And that's the point of family and being together. But obviously, with so many vulnerabilities exposed, this can also create the opportunity for some great hurt as well. So where there has been wrongdoing in a family, where there's been an issue, where someone's hurt another person and you want to be able to move through that, on the receiving end of that, it can be really, really important to consider the relationship in general. So look beyond just that issue and look longer term. Look at how that person's been in your life. Look at how they may have been influential in helping shape who you are, supporting you through various things. Maybe you look up to them. And to really focus on what's good, focus on why it would actually be important to move beyond the hurt and the difficulty. Another why that can be really, really important is to consider the circumstances. Is there another side of this that you're not privy to? And maybe find out that as much as you can. Now, when we do that, that never negates our own hurt. And it sometimes, you know, even if there is a justification for why something happens, that doesn't negate our own experience of that. But it can be really important to get the context. And it's the context that gives us the opportunity and building upon the strength of the relationships that happen in families to actually discuss the issue, to build awareness for everyone and to move through and hopefully address and prevent any future examples of this coming up. And obviously, it can be really, really important to aim for enhanced and increased closeness. Not just on addressing the fact that it came up, but how can we actually, all of us, get stronger and closer as a result of this? And that can be where it can be important for you to talk about your side in things. Now, obviously, that's not going to be a shoe that fits everyone and every family relationship. And when it comes to forgiveness, that can be an outward thing. It can be a spoken, verbal thing that's communicated to the transgressor. Or it can just be an internal thing, a decision that we make to move beyond something. Obviously, if it's not a conversation you feel comfortable having, it's an internal forgiveness that you're going for, it can be really, really important to monitor that for yourself. Have you not addressed your own needs? Haven't you been assertive enough? And also, the commitment that forgiveness asks for is, am I going to be able to monitor and rein in the impact that this might have in my future interactions? Am I going to be able to notice any lingering hurt or reservedness and try my best to not let that influence my goodwill and my ongoing, you know, relationship with this person? So, some strategies for staying one big happy family this week with Mind Games.